Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to all of our sponsors, and especially to our espresso level sponsors, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and for hosting our site, and to Expander Digital for both their sponsorship and providing SEO services to us. Now enjoy the episode. Welcome to the next episode of WP Coffee Talk, where I get to speak to people all over the world. And there's quite a time difference right now between me and my next guest, Mizan, who is the Community Relations Manager for WeDevs. And where are you located? What part of, you're in India, right?
I'm in Bangladesh.
Bangladesh. Okay. So right part of the world, wrong country. I apologize. Terrible of me. What part of Bangladesh are you in?
Right now, I'm living in Dhaka, but I am actually from Chittagong. That is the business capital of Bangladesh, but Dhaka is the capital of Bangladesh. So I'm right
now. Very good. And what time of day is it where you are right now? It's 11:15 in the morning here.
It's 9:15 in the night here.
Okay. So it's not too late yet.
No, not too late.
It's not past your bedtime yet, right?
No. I actually go to the bed by 12 in the morning or by 1 in the morning. So okay. I'm kind of late sleeper in that sense. So
me too, but I'm not going to keep you that long, so it's okay.
Yeah.
And what's the temperature like there? It's usually right now it's about 80 degrees Fahrenheit here.
We actually transfer our weather in temperature in degrees. So it's like 32 degrees, but it's hot and humid in Bangladesh, because it's a tropical country. We're mm-hmm. just beside India. So it's hot and humid, but bearable.
Bearable. So that's good. So you're not going to be sweating through the whole interview, which is good.
I have a small fan, so okay. I hope I'm not going to sweat. Okay. But I don't know if you have some, you know, rapid fire secret question for me. Might be I'm sweating, but hopefully not.
I haven't thought of one yet, but I'll keep that in mind for the end here. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
As you have already said my name, I am Mizanur Rahman Mizan. People call me Mizanur, Mizan. Some of my friends from abroad call me Miz because it's easier to pronounce. So you can call me Miz or Mizan, whatever you like to.
Thank you.
And I am a software engineer. I'm a computer science and engineering post grad, and who happen to love, you know, communication and marketing. That's how I bumped into my current role.
Very nice. And you were telling me before we started recording how much of a people person you are and how much you love what you do because you get to talk to the community. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that later in the show, but I'm anxious to hear about all of your experiences there. So that'll be fun.
Okay.
For sure. But first, I want to see your mug. Share your mug with me. Let's see what you got.
Okay. I usually have this mug because we get mugs from our, you know, company. Yep. So it's a cute mug. And
it is.
I have tea on it.
Tea. Well, I have a mug that I don't think I've used on the show before. This one has spoons.
Wow.
I just thought it was very cute.
Yeah, and that's cute.
And I have orange juice. I already had coffee in the last hour, and I don't want to have be on hyperdrive today with too much caffeine. So I switched over to some orange juice from my breakfast left over this morning. So I'll sip on that during this. But it's so great to have you here. Thanks so much for being on the show. So tell us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's my pleasure.
I'm still excited. I mean, it's kind of dream come true because we are following for a long time each other.
Yes.
But for the first time we are talking, so I'm pretty excited.
I know, me too, because we've been chatting back and forth on Facebook a little bit and talking about what we do and sharing experiences. So it's really nice to actually have an opportunity to actually talk instead of typing back and forth. So that's what I love about my podcast is I get to speak to people instead of always just chatting or following on social and things like that. So exactly. So it's great. I'm looking forward to hearing all of your answers to the questions today. So how did you get started in WordPress?
Pretty long story. It started from 2001. I got my first computer back in 2001. I'm trying to keep it simple and short. Mm-hmm. So my dad actually gifted me a computer when I graduated from high school. Then I started, you know, first I have started doing typing in a computer institute. I learned how to type, type. From there, I learned how to do word processing, like in MS-DOS and WordPerfect. Back then, it was WordPerfect era. After that, I enrolled in a graphic designing institute where I first came to know about internet. Mm-hmm. So what happened is first website that I at that time browsed was Yahoo. And Yahoo back at like 2002 and 2003, Yahoo was very popular. And it has news, travel, and things like that. So mm-hmm. I wondered if I could make a website like this in the future, but I didn't know how to do it. Then in 2006 and 7, I came to know about blogging and Blogger, but limited sort of, you know, features mm-hmm. because those are hosted platform. Then I came to know about bloggers like, you know, Pete Cashmere, who, and I read an interview about him, and he started with WordPress, and I knew about WordPress back in 2007 or 8, I can't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. And I learned that, yeah, WordPress could be a blogging platform that I can customize, because I was in the university by that time and I was doing programming, so I can customize it in any way. So so I came to know about WordPress back in 2008. Mm-hmm. But as a user, as a platform, but then slowly it evolved and I became WordPress developer. I became developing, you know, theme and plugins, things like that. But for my blogging career, or I am very much passionate about writing also. So mm-hmm. for my blogging, I have learned about WordPress, and then that's how I came into the WordPress community.
That's wonderful. I love it. That's great. I love how everybody's stories are a little bit different. And yeah, we all end up in the same community together. So that's always a good thing. When you look at websites, whether they're your former websites or older websites or other people's websites, what's something that you think that we as designers, developers, and web builders don't focus enough attention on that would make websites better for the end user?
First of all, what as a developer or as a user, what I have seen that we try to, you know, we try to copy someone else. Like every business or every different types of business or any website has different audience, different user base, and different style. For example, a company focusing on product development, if they start a website with about us, I mean about them, then some people might get bored. And again, if a blogger start a website with all of his, you know, portfolio, things like that, a personal blogger, then that will be bored for his audience too, or mm-hmm. her audience too. I think what we lack in focusing is that we don't think about, or we do think about our audience, but sometimes we try to, you know, put everything on it, but rather than we should focus on user interface and user experience, and mm-hmm. it will improve. And eventually we do need to have a website that is faster loading, because nowadays people are quite impatient and they're gonna, you know, drop immediately if the site is very slow. Mm-hmm. And I think regular on-page SEO would be good enough. So these three particular things, I think we should focus, and which we don't actually focus on the case.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on all of those things for sure. There's so much that we could do to make things better for the people who are visiting our sites. And the first thing is to think about the end user and not just ourselves. So
exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's something that you wish you had learned earlier in your WordPress journey that would have made your life a lot easier?
Well, if I started WordPress as a blogging platform, and back in 2008, I didn't know that I can make money with WordPress, and I can make even plugin, you know. I did make money with WordPress, like from the blogging and monetization, things like that, and selling mm-hmm. affiliate commissions. But I can build, because I'm personally a soft. I love to, you know, I like to introduce myself as a developer. Those are my hobby. Like I am a marketer also, things like that. Those are my hobby types of things. But I always mm-hmm. love to share that I'm a developer. So if I could know about this particular market, like I can make theme plugin and sell them, then from in 2008, I think that would be awesome. But again, it's not late, because I have started from 2013.
Yeah, so not late. That's true. Very true. When you think about the different WordPress events that you've attended, meetups, WordCamps, online or in person, is there an experience or a talk or meeting somebody that was truly inspiring to you? And tell us what it was.
Actually, quite a lot of them. But if I have to mention one, I am arranging a meetup from 2017 in Chittagong, but I have been introduced with the meetup concept back in 2016 in Dhaka, right now where I'm living. So I have attended Dhaka WordPress meetup chapter, and I knew that, yeah, there is a, you know, officially recognized and backed WordPress meetups going on and where we can share our knowledge. So that's the first motivation or influence in my life in point of view of a meetup. So that actually changed my whole concept. Yeah, I can share my knowledge and I don't have to be frustrated all of the time that, you know, when we are actually, you know, computer person. So sometimes we like caveman, we, you know, keep ourselves into a room, things like that. So I can go out and speak with people with like-minded. So that's the first thing motivated me. Yeah, I should go and I should talk with people. That's changed my total perspective. Then I was thinking whether my skill is good enough or not. So I was holding myself back. Then I applied, I started applying in work camps in 2018 because I have 2 years of experience of arranging meetup and things like that. So I have started applying. So I have applied 3 WordCamps, WordCamp Kochi, WordCamp Porto in Finland, or Porto, I don't know what is the actual pronunciation. And then I have applied for WordCamp Pokhara. And luckily enough, I have selected in 3 of all of them.
Wow.
But in 2018, India had a, you know, flood issue. And so that's why the Kochi was postponed. And I have a family issue, so I couldn't go there. But I went to, you know, for Finland, it was difficult at that moment because of a lot of issues, like visa and things like that. So I chose to go to WordCamp Pokhara. So in Pokhara, Nepal. There I met a lot of, you know, foreigners who happen to know a lot about WordPress. And there I first met our co-founder, Nizamuddin from WeDevs. And we shared a lot of information. And I was an international WordCamp speaker on that WordCamp. So it changed how people gather in a WordCamp, how they share. And it's different. The vibe and atmosphere is quite different. You have a lot to learn. I mean, I love to learn. I love to connect with people from different cultures, as I was trying to convey the message to you. So I met Chinese people, I met Japanese, I met one from Finland, one from Russia, and a lot of people from India, and obviously from Bangladesh. We went like 10 person. So it was a different experience. And I kind of, you know, snatch into that. And I said, well, man, I have to now try to be an organizer. I have to go and travel a lot of WordCamps. So attending WordCamp actually kind of changed my perspective. And from there, I started my product development business. I actually focused on that. Before that, it was kind of hobby. But then from there, I actually started doing product business.
That's wonderful.
Then I actually slowly from there it evolved and I joined in WeDevs. Long story, but I'm trying to keep it short and simple.
It's all good. It's good. So tell us about what you do at WeDevs and tell us about what WeDevs does. So how you connect people there.
As I said, I love to connect and communicate with community. And like I've hosted a lot of events, not only for WordPress, tech events and social events also. So, our founders, Mr. Tarek Hassan, he is the CTO, and Mr. Nizamuddin, he's the co-founder and CEO of WeDevs. They knew about me and we share same kind of thought spiritually, professionally also. So we used to talk a lot together about a lot of things. Then when they were in, I think, WordCamp US or WordCamp New York in 2019, I'm not sure. They, you know, sent me a message that we call us, in Bangla, we call it Bhai, that is brother. Nizam Bhai, would you like to, you know, explore something different? Because I still have a business apart from doing what I'm doing in WeDevs, but that's different. So then they said that whether I want to explore something different, challenging or not. Mm-hmm. So then they said that, okay. Then I said, okay, let's talk about it. And then we talked. Then they said that we want to start a new initiative for our brand and company, which will actually promote our brand in a, you know, green and healthy way. We want to give back to the community. So as you are a community leader, community enthusiasts, we'd like you to join our team. So I, without hesitation, I said yes, because it, now I am going to say what is WeDevs and why WeDevs actually, what was their motto and what actually, you know, within a flash, I said yes. Mm-hmm. So WeDevs is a WordPress driven, WordPress centric, I would say, company that builds WordPress plugins. And now we also have SaaS product. So WeDevs first started with WP User Frontend Pro that actually allows people to, without going to the dashboard, people can post, post and everything from the front end of the WordPress. So it allows a lot of blogger to, you know, have guest blogger and some other types of opportunities. That was a successful product. Then WeDevs launched Dokan, that is the multi-vendor e-commerce solution on top of WooCommerce. So we actually complement WooCommerce in that sense. And it right now, if I'm not wrong, with the, all the statistics, right now number one sold multi-vendor e-commerce WordPress-based solution based on WooCommerce. And we have a lot of clientele, and most of them are satisfied with our service. We do have other WordPress product like Wemail and AppZero for WordPress theme and plugin developer we have recently launched. And I'm not trying to, we have lots of other products. Sure. But what actually attracted me that WeDevs try to give back to the community, like WeDevs sponsors, WeDevs actually happened to sponsor my meetups in my city. Oh, nice. Back and forth multiple times. Mm-hmm. So I know that they give back to the community, and that's what I am driven into and I attract into, because I love to share my knowledge and my skill. So we have tried to give back to the community, and they said that they want to start a community initiative. So like I have to plan the strategies, and they have given me the authority to, you know, plan the total strategy, how we should build a community around the world in different countries. Nice. So that's a kind of authoritative ownership job, which I could do. And the best part is I can travel around the world from the company. That nice. Actually attracted me. And in this way, WeDevs also get benefited, because people get to know about WeDevs in a positive way, because WeDevs is giving back to the community. We also sponsor different speakers personally and also professionals through the brand ambassador program, and it actually bring back to the company also. What you give, that come back, things like that. Mm-hmm. So it actually attracted me.
Yeah.
Hope I haven't marketed my company.
No, it's good. It's good. Yeah. I love it. That's awesome. So you guys are building not just plugins, but you're building community for WordPress as well. Exactly. And giving back in a wonderful way. My cat is attacking my legs right now. So sorry about that.
It's okay. I wish I had a cat. My landlord is not permitting, so.
Well, my cats are in the office right now because my apartment is being fumigated today, so they're all here with me.
Oh, okay, that's good.
They're not used to it. They're a little confused. So part of what you do with reaching out to the community is actually what put us in touch with one another as well, which was wonderful.
Exactly. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, let me ask you some of our rapid fire questions.
Okay.
As you've heard before, I ask them rapidly, but take your time to answer them, because it's always fun to hear all of everybody's insights on these different questions.
Sure.
What are two or three must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
One security plugin, one backup plugin, and one SEO plugin at least. I'm not mentioning any particular plugin, but these three I should say that they should have in their website.
Mm-hmm. So backup, security, and SEO, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that those are the three, what we call the trifecta, right? So the three big ones. And then if I were to add a fourth, I would say it has to be a good form plugin. So something exactly. that actually aggregates the information, not just sends it in an email that could get lost. So that would be my fourth recommendation.
For that. Yeah. But you have given me three options.
I know. So. I know. But As the host, I get to add the fourth one. That's my social power.
Gotcha. Yeah. That actually gives the people voice to share their, you know, feelings and mm-hmm. what in their mind for the business or for the blogs. So that's a very good one. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. At any point in your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was an official mentor or somebody that you looked up to or kind of took you under their wing? Who was it?
I would say a lot of mentors, because I'm kind of self-taught, but nobody is self-taught, to be honest, because we watch a lot of podcasts, video tutorials and things like that. I don't have a particular one, but I have got a lot of help from Jeffrey Jordan Way from WP Tux or Net Tux. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's if I had to mention anyone, so Jeffrey would be a man.
Perfect. I like it. It's good to have people who we can look up to and talk to and ask questions and emulate and kind of follow along with, which is always a good thing. She's stuck on my pants. Claws are getting me. She's like, I want attention.
Oh, yeah. Cats are kind of like that. They want attention, what I have seen.
Absolutely. Okay, moving on. Who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
Obviously, one of them is Matt, because he is quite focused and he is quite visionary with WordPress, what he wants to, you know, implement with WordPress. Even sometimes some of the user or even as community sometimes debate with a lot of changes through WordPress, but he is quite visionary and he is focused into what he's doing or what he wants to implement with WordPress. So I admire Matt, and if I have one option, but I do also admire, you know, Pat Cashmore from Mashable, because how he took WordPress as a platform and on top of that built, you know, multi-million dollar media business. And I do admire from Bangladesh, WeDevs, and our co-founders and founders, and also another person, Kausar Ahmed from Bangladesh. He happened to work with Joomla, but they have, for the last 3 or 4 years, they are doing with WordPress, Themium, and they are doing quite well. So these are some people. I can't actually pick one, but are some people I think I admire, and I take a lot of insight from them in my personal and professional life.
That's wonderful. I always say it's my show. I can allow anything I'd like. There's no rules here. There's just guidelines. That's
great. Because if I only talk about Matt, it would be like biased. People might think that, yeah, Matt Mullenberg is the founder, so he picked that. But no, I have explained why I like him. Yes. And I explained about every one of them. So
absolutely,
that's why I picked one, you know?
Exactly.
I definitely, if you say that, I do admire you too also, because you're always, you know, you're always friendly, funny. What I saw, you connect with people, because it's, we were chatting for a long time, mm-hmm. and it's kind of happened interview out of nowhere, but we are, you know, liking, sharing, and hi, hello, things like that. So you actually connect with people. So that actually also helps me in my role as a community relations manager, so how to connect with people. So I'm not trying to be buttering you, but you are also kind of someone from the community that I admire.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much. And I admire your contributions. Words are not coming to me today. I admire your contributions as well. So thank you for connecting with me. What's something that you'd still like to learn in WordPress, but that you haven't learned yet?
Well, I not only in WordPress, I haven't explored a lot about headless development. Mm-hmm. I am talking about development. I haven't learned a lot about headless development, how this works. So I would like to know, I would like to implement that and learn every bits of it. And I want to implement that in WordPress, headless development. So site loads in a flash, things like that. So that's one thing that I would like to learn. And also I would like to learn about, because I have served like 500,000 of users from my blog. Mm-hmm. 500,000 people I served through even blogging, but beyond that I can't scale. So I also want to learn how can I scale, you know, mm-hmm. heavy traffic, high traffic websites. So these particular two things I still want to learn. And If God permit, I will learn.
I'm sure you'll have an opportunity. So those would be good things to add to your repertoire for sure. Those are good things to have on your list. Absolutely. What's the biggest mistake that you've ever made in WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
The biggest mistake, I would say, it's not only related to WordPress, it actually related to everything. When I was learning, I actually hosted my first business website, and I forget to, you know, set all the file permissions and things like that. And there was some setting mistake that I have also done with WordPress too. So within, I was making some money from the sales, but within a week, my whole site got hacked. And I couldn't retrieve it back, and I had to, you know, totally destroy or drop that VPS server, and I have to recreate again the whole thing. So that's the biggest mistake, not checking after uploading a website and not, you know, not closing all the backdoors for a hacker, things like that. That's the biggest mistake, I would say. And another mistake, what I said that, you know, if I could explore more, then I could do a lot with WordPress much before than what I did.
Yes, absolutely. There's so many things that we could do better, and having those experiences in our past actually just help us learn. So that's okay.
Yeah. We always do, you know, mistakes, and we always learn from our mistakes. So I don't find it in a difficult, I don't find it bad. So we always learning, and we'll be evolving, and it will be till the day of our, we go to our eternal journey. So
Exactly. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
Well, I made the website of our university using WordPress, and I got the Vice Chancellor's Appreciation Award and certificate for that. And he is a national professor in Bangladesh, renowned. So that's one of the proudest moments, because that appreciation gave me some motivation to work with WordPress more. So that's one. And obviously going to WordCamp Pokhara as a speaker changed everything.
Yes.
It changed my vision about WordPress and the community. So these are the moments. I can't actually pick one. I am always giving you two answers.
It's okay. I'll allow it. if you weren't working in technology, what's another career that you might like to try?
Apart from technology, we're in technology or related to technology.
No, apart from technology.
Yeah. I would love to be a farmer.
What would you grow?
Paddy, everything. Vegetables and things like that. Everything organic. I would like to do that, because nowadays we are using a lot of pesticides and chemicals to grow crops, things like that. So I would like to do organic farming. And I also have a passion about agro-business also, like cattle, you know, goats, sheep, things like that. So I would definitely try to do that. Again, people need food. So that would be also profitable business if I can do better.
And you could build your own website for your farm.
Yeah. I don't have to go anywhere.
That's true. What's something on your bucket list?
Going to US. One of them. And meet you.
I would love that.
In person. And I want to go to the Niagara Falls. And I want to at least visit 100 countries of the world. Mm-hmm. If possible, all of them. But at least a century I want to do. I want to learn different people and culture, because I'm very much, I would say, moderate and liberal about religious thing and race, things like that. But I want to learn about culture. That's one thing that drives me crazy. I want to know how people, you know, interact, how they do things. And as I sort of speak English a little bit, I think.
Yes,
so I think I can travel a lot of countries, and I want to learn about culture. That's my bucket list. I want to go explore as many countries as possible.
That's wonderful. Well, I live about an hour away from Niagara Falls. So if you come to New York, I will take you to Niagara Falls, and we'll enjoy the day looking at the falls and everything there is to do there.
Oh, thanks for the invitation.
It would definitely be a lot. It would be fun. I love showing people the power that's behind that waterfall. It's amazing. Show us or tell us about a hidden talent that you have that the WordPress community might not know about.
I don't have that much talent. I can write. That's not, I would say people know that. I can sing.
Oh, you can. Very nice. What do you like? What do you enjoy singing?
Mostly Bangladeshi, Bangla songs I like to sing about, and I like to listen to a lot of music.
Yeah.
But I'm the town's bathroom singers goes with me.
Yeah. The shower. Well, you can send me a link to some music later that you enjoy, some Bangla music. I'd love to listen to it. So send me something later so I can hear what you like to listen to. That'd be fun. How do we find you online, on social media, the websites you have for maybe your blog, WeDevs? Give us all the details. How do we can get in touch with you?
My Twitter handle is MizPress, M-I-Z, press from WordPress. That's indicates how much I am to WordPress.
Yeah.
So MizPress, and my personal blog is MizPress.com, and people can find me with MizPress in Facebook also. So that's how to find me. And if someone wants to email me, they can email me on mizan@wedevs.com. So that's how to find me. And WeDevs is the brand website that people can learn about WeDevs and what we do. And we do, through this show, I want to, welcome people that we have recently launched a program named Brand Ambassador. We want flag bearer and representative from different countries, to grow the community. Our primary focus is to grow the community, WordPress and WeDevs product-based community, which are actually based on WordPress. So we want to, grow WordPress community in different countries. By that, organically, we want to grow WeDevs. So that particular person is going to help their community, and by, connecting with us, they will be benefited in a lot of ways. So I'm actually inviting people to that program, and I am the responsible person for that program. So I am very much fond of, connecting with people. I love to listen, and it will be fun working together.
Absolutely. That'll be fun. We'll have to talk more another time about that. I would love to learn more about that program. Absolutely.
Sure.
And for anybody who's listening to the show, all you have to do to find those links is go to wpcoffeetalk.com. Look for Mizan's episode, and all the links will be there in the show notes for you, so you can find those easily without having to try to write them down while you're driving and listening to a podcast. Drive safe. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us today?
It was absolutely a pleasure talking to you. That's the first thing. And I would like people to, visit Bangladesh, because we have the largest sea beach in the world, and people of Bangladesh are very much friendly, especially with the foreigners. So we have a natural green beauty country. So I would love people to, whenever you are planning visiting India, you should come to Bangladesh to visit. And I want to convey the message that throughout the world, we are suffering. We are, observing the pandemic situation due to the coronavirus. I'm also working from home. It's not my usual setup. So my reflection and, my condolence with the people who have lost their beloved ones. I happen to, in our family, we also lost someone. My sister has lost her father-in-law.
So sorry.
I know how it feels. Yeah. I am feeling the pain with those people, but again, we human, and we are always optimistic, and we are always passionate about, holding up and changing things. So we shall overcome. We have to just hang on there. And one day this coronavirus will be, conquered.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to the day when it's all in our past. Absolutely. So
that's actually holding me back. So I want to go and travel back again and meet people in person. It would be awesome to meet everyone, especially you and I also. So yes, I want to go and travel back again around the world without any, you know, now restriction, without any restriction, I want to travel back again and meet people face to face.
As do I, for sure. Absolutely. Well, I look forward to the day when that can happen. And thank you so much for being on WP Coffee Talk with me. It was a pleasure to get to know you better. And I look forward to continuing our friendship through Facebook and other places. So thanks so much.
I agree. And thanks for having me. And I do agree that I hope that this friendship ends the end.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And until the next episode of WP Coffee Talk, everybody stay healthy and we'll see you then.